And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome to the House of Wellness. Get well, stay well, live well, look fabulous. I'm Elise Elliott joining you this morning, and with me is co-host, the lovely Sally Obermeter. Hi, Sally.
Hi, guys.
How are you? You had a bad burn recently.
I did. Last week, actually, I had a shocking accident. I managed to somehow spill my long black, a really large one, all over my neck and my chest, and was rushed to hospital in an ambulance, and I was in the burns unit and all kinds of horrific things, but I'm actually okay. I am recovering incredibly well.
I'm so, glad to hear. I was so worried about that because burns are very, very painful.
So painful, so painful. But you know what? We're very fortunate in this country. We have amazing hospital system, amazing medical, you know, teams. So, yeah, I feel very lucky to have dodged a bullet there.
Okay, speedy recovery, my lovely. And, of course, my favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist, Gerald Quigley. Hi, Gerald.
Good morning, Elise. Good morning, Sal. Boy, you put yourself through the wars a bit, don't you? Goodness me.
I know I do. I'd say it's a good reminder just to be careful, you know. Like, even though I'm an adult and, you know, there were no kids around, but still sometimes these things can happen. It's important to be mindful, isn't it?
Well, we can all be a little clumsy sometimes, and we all get distracted sometimes. But coffee, anything that's hot, and we're so careful with our kids, but sometimes we neglect actually being sensible around ourselves. So my advice, Sal, be sensible next time.
<Thank you. laughs>
And don't multi-skill.
Enjoy the coffee.
Gerald's here to answer your question. So give us a call, 131873. We'd love to hear from you on this Sunday morning. Our A to Z of vitamins is calcium. Gerald, I don't have enough of this.
Well, a lot of women don't. So we'll have a chat about that later on.
That'd be great. Mm-hmm. Now, Sally mentioned mindfulness, a principle of paying attention, bringing curiosity and acceptance rather than judging. It's living in the now. Now, I confess, I am hopeless at this. I do yoga, but that shavasana bit at the end, you know, where you're supposed to lay still. I just, my mind's like one of those card dispensing machines. Brrr, I'm thinking about all the things I should be doing. So, Sally, what are you like at mindfulness? Do you meditate?
At the shavasana bit, I like it because I have a little nap. I'm the person snoring in the corner. So, but I don't do a lot of mindfulness. But when I find I get kind of that, exactly what you described, that brain that just can't stop thinking, I do just try and just mostly deep breathing. Is that mindfulness?
Yes,
it is.
How about you, Gerald?
And there's a fair bit of yoga in deep breathing. Look, I am a champion of shavasana. For people who don't know yoga, that's the bit at the end where you're told just to lie back, legs slightly apart, hands, palms up, just gently relaxing, and I can disrupt a total class at that stage. Nobody can get into that pose faster and more relaxed than I can. But it, look, that's really what you're doing is, and John Young summed it up. You know John Young, Young Tommy? John Tommy years ago, it's the sounds of silence.
Oh, that song, I love that
Isn't
song.
Right. That's all mindfulness is. Without simplifying it, and that probably Michael would blow that small concept away when we talk to him, but just getting in the moment. But I find it like you. My techniques just go for a walk on the beach.
Yeah, well, there you go. You've got a different technique for that. So this practice was developed 2,500 years ago, really pertinent today to 21st century pressures, in particular at the moment. We'll learn more about it with psychologist Michael Hines. Now, along with mindfulness, something that may help decrease stress and bring some calm to these crazy manic minds and lives is a herb called ashwagandha.
Doesn't it sound magnificent?
It sounds fabulous.
And it is a magnificent herb, and that's been around for yonks as well. Just something that's underrated. Look, there's no magic pill. How often do we say, Sal? No pill for every ill. But if we look, this herb is called an adaptogen, which helps us adapt to the stress that we have constantly. So we'll explore that later on.
Fabulous. And this past week was National Carers Week, so we'll highlight the important work 2.6 million Aussie carers do, while also decreasing the stigma around disability through what's called the We the 15 campaign. And as always, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 131 873, with any questions you may have on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Are you feeling stressed, irritable and emotional? Try Caruso's Ashwagandha from Chemist Warehouse. The herbal extract helps reduce the symptoms of stress, mild anxiety, helps calm your mind and supports your emotional well-being. Made in Australia, it's like a big hug in a bottle. Caruso's Ashwagandha is $21.99 at Chemist Warehouse and comes with a money-back guarantee. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Warehouse. Caruso's Ashwagandha is available now for $21.99. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome to the House of Wellness this Sunday morning. I'm Elise Elliott, joined by co-hosts Sally Obermeter and Gerald Quigley. We're taking your calls 131 873. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. But first, mindfulness. We've established that Sally's really good at this. Gerald's the king of Shavasana and relaxing inner yoga, and I am a work in progress. It's about staying tuned to the now, and it can be extremely tricky. There's a lot of talk about the benefits of being mindfulness. It's a bit of a nebulous kind of concept. What's the theory behind it? Michael Hines is joining us. He's not only the brother of our good friend, the gorgeous Luke Hines, but he is a psychologist with a keen interest in the intersection of mindfulness, well-being and performance. And he joins us now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Firstly, can you explain why we may benefit from this thing called mindfulness?
Yeah, I mean, it's so many benefits. I mean, as you've alluded to, mindfulness is, as you said, really about being in the now, being able to connect a little bit more with the present moment and what we're up to and the people that we're with. So, you know, in and of itself, that's beneficial. But I think, you know, particularly at the moment, if you think about the last 18 months and everything that we've been navigating, mindfulness helps us get better at sitting with, you know, all sorts of things, but particularly difficult emotions when they show up. And we've had so much uncertainty that we've all been trying to make our way through. And being able to just sit with that discomfort in some ways can be really helpful as we, you know, it can help us not get as caught up in it, which gives us, I guess, the opportunity to, you know, choose helpful behaviours rather than, I guess, being at the mercy of our thoughts and emotions and pushed around by them.
So, Michael, when we say being mindful, how does that differ actually from meditation, or are they the same thing? What do you mean?
Yeah, so no, they're related, but often sort of interchanged and mixed up a little bit. So mindfulness is this overarching, I guess, quality, this way of being, this, you know, ability to connect to the present moment, you know, pay more attention. And meditation is something we do. So it's a behaviour. It's, you know, sort of synonymous with exercise, much like we exercise in service of physical health and well-being. We meditate, you know, it's a thing that we do to cultivate mindfulness.
Michael, in Australia at the moment, all states are different. But for those children who haven't been able to go to school, and bearing in mind all the work you do within schools and industry, what are you finding from a school child's perspective? How are they travelling?
I mean, it's varied, obviously, and it's going to vary from child to child. But, yeah, certainly lots of, you know, difficult, you know, thoughts and emotions as we've had as adults that we have to deal with. And, you know, there's a bit of a misconception around mindfulness, you know, that it's just a relaxation activity, whereas really, as I was saying earlier, it's the ability just to pause and check in and notice sort of where we're at and what's showing up for us and acknowledging, you know, the difficulties and challenges. So for kids, you know, I think it's a really valuable skill for them as well, just to, you know, acknowledge and normalise, you know, what's been difficult for them over the last 18 months or so. And in some ways trying to, you know, make room for that rather than feeling like we've got to sort of stop it or change it or get rid of it or pretend it's not challenging. So I think it can create, you know, and with that comes, you know, a bit of self-compassion and also compassion for others. So I think there's lots of benefits for kids.
Great.
Yeah, so many benefits, right? Not just, as you say, sort of quietening down the mind. So if you're a beginner, How would you start? What do you suggest?
Yeah, so I think, I mean, there's a formal practice of meditation, which, you know, is a formal mindfulness practice. It's the way we, you know, we sit down, we put time aside, ideally pretty regularly. But as a beginner, you know, there's so many good meditation apps out there now that have got guided practices that can help people get started, and just be realistic. Start small, you know, don't try and sit down and meditate, you know, for 20 minutes or an hour straight off the bat. You know, just start with 2 or 3 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever you feel is workable for you, and just slowly build up. But the key is consistency, you know, like with exercise. We need to do it regularly to see the benefits.
Michael, one of the biggest things in the field you're in is having medical practice accept that you can make a real difference without medications and things. So how much clinical trialing is there going on to show the benefits here? So what studies, you know, that's the old throwback, isn't it? It can't work because there's no proof that it works. How do you get around that?
Of course. I mean, there's so much research coming out now in terms of the benefits of regular meditation. You know, I'd suggest that most of the major universities around the world have got some sort of study underway. You know, and that's really thanks to the advancements that we've had in brain imaging technology.
Of course, yes.
So we can actually see now, right, you know, let's get someone who has never meditated and run them through, say, an 8-week course. And, you know, we'll get them in the brain scanner at the start and at the end, and we can actually see now what those brain changes are and what they translate to in terms of lived benefits. So there's heaps and heaps of literature out there now showing that it works.
And continued success in that regard too.
Thank you, Michael Hines, for those amazing tips. So I think we should all commit to that, 2 to 3 minutes.
Not long, is it, in a day?
No. Just a little bit. Michael, thank you. What do you reckon, Sally? We're going to do that. Team meditation.
I think so. And it is right. It's consistency. And I think all of us struggle with that because it's so much. I think so often, and I know I'm so guilty of this, I want a quick fix. It's like, give me one 20-minute session and I'll see you next year. And I'll do it again, you know. But it's just a little bit every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael, thank you for
your
call. And, of course, we're taking your calls. And we have Elizabeth from Melbourne on the line. Hi there, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning to all of you. Thank you for taking my call. Gerald, I think I have osteoarthritis. I have a lot of bumps and lumps on my fingers and my toes, and when I move them, they click. I have been taking glucosamine and chondroitin with biotin, zinc oxide and boron, and copper and selenium in the one joint and cartilage support capsule.
Is it making a difference, Elizabeth, do you think? A bit hard to tell, probably.
I've only been doing it for a couple of months, so I'm not sure, but I wanted your expert advice.
Now, glucosamine is important because it helps generate cartilage, so continue that, please. Add high-strength fish oil in there as well, because fish oils are very potent anti-inflammatory. And this is long-term feeding of joints, Elizabeth. Gentle exercise. It can't be not too threatening, just nice, gentle and enjoyable exercise. Plus, the things we know sell, those anti-inflammatory foods. A real focus on the foods that we know make a difference. And I can hear the Obermeter file being opened under A for anti-inflammatory.
Definitely.
What suggestions, Sal?
Look, vegetables are really important. And I'm sure you've heard this before, and you need to get, and often we're told the old 5-2 is all you need, but truly, because the quality of the soil isn't as good as it used to be, you really need 10 serves of vegetable a day. Now, that is a lot, and if you can't actually get that in, smoothies are a great option, green soups are a great option, or a green supplement powder is a great option. You really need to try and keep your system as alkaline as you can, not acidic, because acidity is what causes inflammation.
Thank you for that. So, like, God, trying to get 10 serves of veggies into kids is going to be a struggle.
Well, it can be tricky. And what's a serve, Sal? Is that half a cup of cooked and a cup of...
Oh, it's like a handful.
Okay.
A handful. An apple is one serve of a fruit, a small handful of spinach. So if you had a smoothie and you had 3 big handfuls of spinach, which you would drink in one slurp, you wouldn't even notice, and you're down 3 serves already.
There you go.
Great tip. More House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
If mild joint pain is getting in the way of life, try Go Healthy's high-strength Go Turmeric 30,000 plus one a day. Turmeric is traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to relieve inflammation and in traditional Chinese medicine to relieve joint pain. Get back to life with Go Healthy's Go Turmeric 30,000 plus one a day. Just $26.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Caruso's Ashwagandha is available now for $21.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
We love having you here with us on the House of Wellness. Now, we're discussing We the 15. This is a movement that represents the 15% of people around the world living with disability. Many people rely on the help of carers. So this past week, it was National Carers Week. So we want to highlight the important work the 2.6 million Aussie carers do. Sally, what do you think? It's a very thankless, not thankless, but it's almost an invisible job these people do.
Completely. And it also never ends. Most, you know, when we say a job, there's an end point at which point you go home. There's no end. This is, and it's the, you're carrying a big responsibility, a big pressure. And I often say, who cares for the carer? That's the question.
It's
who cares
issue,
for the carer?
Sally.
Yeah.
And there's different, we're all growing older now, much more than in years gone by. So people living longer, therefore one almost ends up becoming a carer. But the other interesting group that to me I feel so frustrated for are the parents looking after a disabled child. So that child might be 25, 30, 35, 40, and then the parents get to a stage of saying, goodness me, where do we go now? What steps can we take to move on to the next stage of our lives and our child's lives? So it's a very complicated thing, but carers, boy, it saves the country a fortune. It's so humanitarian, and I think we take it for granted.
And I think many people do it without expecting any reward, any accolades. Mm-hmm. At all.
True.
So how do we care for the carer, as Sally asks?
Well, it's difficult. This is an amazing, this We the 15 is a 10-year campaign. So again, it's a bit like medicine, herbal medicine. It's a gentle, steady movement in a direction to create more awareness. And well done for the, and the Paralympics have obviously started. These are special people, but everybody's special.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Yeah, the Paralympics, you mentioned that earlier. I mean, what a way to highlight it, especially to young children.
Of course. And if there's a way you want to just see how competent people are, whether they've got, and most of these people have got carers in their own way, how brilliant is, and what a terrific thing to just hang on the back of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now we're taking your calls, 131 873, and we have Jill from New South Wales on the line. Good morning, Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Lovely
pleasure
to speak with you.
Thank you.
I have a heavily pregnant daughter-in-law, and despite the usual things that keep you awake at night when you're that large, she's started to have quite restless legs. Is there anything that she can safely do or take or spray on or have?
Yeah, first of all, congratulations, Grandma. Well done.
Thank you. It's our first.
Well, how exciting. Now, this normally shows, Jill, either a shortage in iron or a shortage in folate. So she needs to have those two levels checked by her doctor and increase her intake of folate and iron-rich foods. And Sally's going to hope, I'm sure she's got an armful of things. But often when you're pregnant, you're feeding two and it's hard to get enough from food. So that's why the test will be important, but it simply is those two things that are short in her bloodstream.
Yeah. And Sally, what foods would you recommend?
So folate foods are broccoli, Brussels sprouts, leafy greens. It's always greens, isn't it?
It's almost
like the answer to everything is always greens. But yeah, that is definitely a big thing. Or are those breakfast cereals which might have been fortified with folic acid? Of course, liver is great for folate, but not for pregnancy. So not in this particular case for her. But yeah, greens are the way to go.
So red meat, things like that. But don't be surprised though, Jill, if she has to up her iron and her folate for a little.
There you go, Jill, and best of luck with your first grandkitty. We have George on the line from Western Sydney. Hi there, George.
Hello, George.
Yes, good morning, team. Thank you so much for a wonderful program.
Heck of a
I'm calling Ashwagandha. I've been taking that to help me fall asleep, but it doesn't seem to be working.
Okay. Now, are you taking enough, George? That's the first thing. And secondly, so if you're taking the dose, the maximum dose that's suggested, some of them are one per day, some of them are two per day, but add some magnesium, George. That will just take you over the edge into relaxation and better sleep quality. So you can use them both together, magnesium either capsule or powder form, and that's going to make a difference. But don't forget, sleep hygiene's important. Set a time for bed. Make sure your bedroom's cool, dark, no screens, no television. That's the worst thing. And if you're getting up to go to the loo during the night, throw the doona back so that when you get into a cooler bed, you'll go to sleep far more quickly.
Good tip. Thanks,
and
Gerald.
Flip your pillow over too.
There you go. Hope you sleep well tonight.
Thanks,
George. And in fact, we're talking about ashwagandha coming up.
Chemist Warehouse. Caruso's ashwagandha is available now for $21.99. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Love having you joining us on the House of Wellness. Now, many of us know about using herbs in the kitchen, and I have a vast array of herbal teas when I'm not drinking coffee. And Gerald, thank you for buying me coffee this morning.
My absolute pleasure. Sorry, I had one for you, Sel, but it's gone cold. And I don't trust you with coffee anymore.
Yeah, right. Rightly careful, so. Careful. I was surprised to hear, though, when it comes to primary health care, an estimated 80% of people worldwide rely on herbal medicines. So one of the most popular traditional Ayurvedic used around the world today is ashwagandha, and it's used to support stress responses in the body. Here to tell us more about it is the founder of Caruso's Natural Health. Thanks for joining us, Frank. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going today?
Terrific. Now, tell us about the health benefits that have made ashwagandha this amazing thing.
Wow, there's so many, you know, but I guess most people that use ashwagandha use it, you know, to relieve those that are experiencing probably stress, nervous tension. It's also great for mild anxiety. And some people use it actually for sleep, health sleeplessness and irritability. And also, I think some people I've spoken to also use it for memory, you know, boost and brain. It's great for brain function, also brain performance, mental recall, or memory recall, I should say. They're some of the, I think, the main reasons why people use it. I actually, I've used it for many years, so I actually call it my hug herb, because it's great for emotional well-being.
That's so good, isn't it? It's an adaptogen, right? So I guess what we're actually saying is it adapts to what you need, which is why on one hand you're saying it can help to relieve stress, but on the other it can provide, you know, mental recall, focus, clarity. So that what you've actually described is almost two opposite ends of the spectrum, which is why it's so special, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. You hit the nail on the head. You know, it really helps to helps us to like cope with emotional stress. More than any else. And I've heard many people refer to it as, you know, their hug in a bottle, actually. So, I guess it really helps the emotional side of a person. So I think it's probably one of the reasons. And also, don't forget, because people cope with stress and mild anxiety better, their energy levels lift too. So it's great for energy. If they experience those conditions, yeah.
Frank, when I saw you were going to be speaking to us this morning, and you and I at our age, I went to a very old herbal book, which I've brought in here. I've brought in Simon Mills, the A to Z of modern herbalism. And you mentioned, Sally mentioned an adaptogen. And I think that we need to explore the benefits of that, because if you look at stress, as many older herbal medicine practitioners, and we now accept as the root cause of many chronic diseases that we have, controlling stress is fundamental. And here is a herb that can very gently help us adapt to the stresses, and goodness me, aren't there many, that we face each day. So, it's got a very long history, as you and I know, and the evidence is mounting constantly as to its benefits.
No, that's right, Gerald. I think it dates back, could go back as far as 3,000 years, you know.
That's older than you and me, yes.
I think, you know, in India, I think Middle East, North Africa, I think it goes back about 3,000 years. It's got a lot of traditional use, that's for sure. And the adaptogenic properties, you know, you've got to go back. I mean, you've got to remember herbs were the original medicines, weren't they,
yes,
Gerald?
They were.
That's
they
all,
were.
That's what mm-hmm. they used.
Yep.
They had no other prescription medicine to use, so they were experts in using herbs for healing. And don't forget, too, I mean, ashwagandha is great, but it's also available in, you know, not just in a tablet. So delicious as a herbal tea. Have you tried it as a herbal tea?
It is magnificent. Yes, a herbal tea is often an acquired taste, but this is one that I think you could warm to.
There you go. I might try it. Frank Caruso, thank you for your time this Sunday morning. And there you have it, ashwagandha, a hug in a bottle.
Perfect.
That's a gorgeous little catchphrase, isn't it? Of course, we're taking your calls this morning, and we have Steve from Melbourne on the line. Hi there, Steve.
Hi, Steve. How can we help you?
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I had to have a gallbladder out back in November 2019, and after that, I've had bad flatulence or gas, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. and I've tried no gas from Chemist Warehouse. I've tried all the different types of, you know, things that you can have. I'm on now lactose-free diet, thinking that might help. I don't eat junk food.
Mm-hmm. So you're trying to do all the right things, Steve. Look,
yes.
It's frustrating, I know. Look, the fact that your gallbladder's out means that your issue is struggling, your tummy's struggling to digest fatty foods. So you've just got to try and minimise those if you can. Now, the good fats, things like extra virgin olive oil, avocado, they're not so bad. But saturated fats, particularly in gravies and all those things, they can very easily upset the works. The simplest thing to do, Steve, is address the cause. Go and get some digestive enzymes, take them with the meals where there is a fat content, and add a probiotic, one of the lactobacillus bifidobacter combinations, and take one of those every day. And that flatulence issue, which is really undigested food, cooking, that will really go very, very quickly. So digestive enzymes and a probiotic, and back away from the fats that we know aren't the best.
Thanks for that, Gerald, and good luck, Steve. Coming up, more of your calls and the importance of calcium.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Are you feeling stressed, irritable and emotional? Try Caruso's Ashwagandha from Chemist Warehouse. The herbal extract helps reduce the symptoms of stress, mild anxiety, helps calm your mind and supports your emotional well-being. Made in Australia, it's like a big hug in a bottle. Caruso's Ashwagandha is $21.99 at Chemist Warehouse and comes with a money-back guarantee. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Is available now for $21.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Good morning, good morning. Having you on the House of Wellness. The A to Z of vitamins, Go Healthy, Go Calcium, one a day. The A to Z vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy's Go Calcium, one a day natural source. A convenient one a day formulation to help with your calcium intake and maintain strong, healthy bones. Now, Sal, if I remember correctly, you were having a long black. You don't have milk in your coffee. Do you have much calcium in your diet?
I do, actually. I do have a fair bit of dairy in other ways. And I also do take a calcium supplement as well, because obviously I had cancer many years ago and all the chemo caused sort of an early onset of osteo. So that's something I've been very conscious of, to make sure I kind of supplement to look after myself as I get older.
Yeah.
I think the other things too, Sal, is, as I mentioned before, we're living longer. And you can't just, there's no simple test for calcium levels. You can order it and have it done, but it's not just the standard sort of a thing. So often, a woman especially, but also some blokes, don't know they're low in calcium until they have that unexpected fall, which results in a fracture.
That's
so
right.
Growing children often need calcium because they're growing, but their bones aren't keeping up. Look, calcium supplements are terrific. You need vitamin D3 in them to help in absorption, and you need vitamin K2 to direct the calcium from the supplement into the bones. But that's got to go hand in hand with calcium in the food, as Sal said. So regular dairy, fish with soft bones, plenty of exercise for the D, so you're outside, and Bob's your uncle.
All right, I'm getting on to calcium. Okay. Gerald, I've got this long list now.
Don't look at me and blame me.
I keep writing them down. Right. And mindfulness, calcium, they're the two takeaways today. We have Jim on the line from Cranbrook. Hi there, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Hello. I'm crying about, I suffer from cold hands all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the tips of my fingers, a hole of my finger more or less, they go, you know, white and blacky colour.
Yes. Are you on many? Are you on medications, Jim?
More or less, I take fish oil.
Yes.
So supplements. Tablets.
Okay, good. Now, Jim, the option here is the herb called ginkgo biloba, which drives circulation into your extremities. So if you take a ginkgo every morning, over time, perhaps 6 weeks or so, you'll find your toes, your fingers, your earlobes, everything will warm up. So cold hands, but I bet you've got a warm heart, Jim.
There you go, Jim. Ken from Gippsland has called. Good morning, Ken.
Hi, Ken. How can we help you?
We can help. I was a carer for the wife for a number of years.
Yes.
I'm 71 years of age.
Good.
The person next door, lady next door, was a healthcare worker, and she kept at me saying, you need help, you need help, and being big and strong, and that sort of thing. I didn't think I did.
Yes.
It wasn't until the last 2 weeks. The girl kept on coming from the health service and suggesting they get someone to do the cleaning or the cooking. I said, no, I'm right. And it got to the stage where I wasn't getting any sleep. In the last 2 weeks, I had a cleaner come in. Then the wife was removed from the house after 2 weeks. So anyone that's caring for someone, don't be a hero. Go and get help.
Oh, it's great advice, Ken.
You know,
great advice. And look, I think blokes tend to be the heroes, don't they? I don't need help. I'm okay. And say to the family, we're okay. But the help is there and available. It's just a matter of searching it out. Sel, is that what you find?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think men tend to be heroes. Women want to be martyrs. And no one wants to feel like they're adding any extra pressure to anyone else and they want to take it all on. But please know that it's okay to have help. Please, please. You know, and we were saying before, who cares for the carer? And I often say, if you know someone who's a carer, please also ask them how they are.
Sure.
You know, because often they're a little bit invisible.
Yes, they are.
What a story from Ken.
Well done,
best
Ken.
Of luck.
Terrific.
And Patricia from Haberfield joins us.
Hi, Patricia. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. This is the first time I've listened to 2GB at this time on a Sunday morning.
Well, there you are. How are you finding it? How are you finding it, Patricia?
Oh,
are you enjoying
absolutely
it?
Absolutely amazing.
Good on you.
Now, for the last 2 years, I've been taking Lovan to help distress and anxiety, and I'm going to buy the Astra ground there today, but I just wanted to know, should I stop taking the Lovan whilst I take the Astraganda?
No, a couple of hints if we could, Patricia. Look, if you want to stop taking the Lovan, that's your right, but it's...
I know, I can do that daily, yes.
Yes, so, and do you stop it occasionally, do you? Or do you take
sometimes
it every day?
I stop it, yes. It depends on the condition I'm in.
Okay, good. Well, now, from the ashwagandha's perspective, yes, you can take that. You need, because it's a herb, you need to take it regularly, Patricia, because it gets into your system and is a preventer. As Frank Caruso said before, it's an adaptogen. It helps you cope with the stress rather than wait for the stress to develop and then whack it with a medication. This is a way of just helping you on the pathway to less anxiety and better ability to cope with the stress. So, look, and you can, if you want to give me feedback on that, if you go to the House of Wellness website on the computer, there's an Ask tab, and your email will come directly to me, and I can just look over your shoulder.
Thank you very much. So I should only take the Lovan every couple of days, or can I take it every day?
You may find, Patricia, that you don't need it. But if you've been taking it regularly, then out of professional respect, you should let the doctor know that you're going to make the change. He or she may want to know, and I think that's fair. So the ball's in your court. You can't just stop, if you've been taking Lovan regularly, you can't just stop that and replace it straight away with the ashwagandha, because Lovan is meant to be withdrawn, and you need to just keep an eye on how you're feeling when you're withdrawing it.
There you go, Patricia, and best of luck. Gerald, do herbal medicines have a lot of contraindications with traditional, with the over-the-counter medications?
No. Generally speaking, no, Elise. But it's always worth checking. The issue these days, in my view, is we're seeing so many new medications coming on the market about which we know not a lot. And yet we've had, we mentioned ashwagandha, it's been around for 3,000 years. We know a fair bit about that, but there's often the possibility of an interaction. So it's always worth checking, not getting annoyed and upset about it. Ask the question. But as I often say as well, if you're told, no, you can't take it, just say, well, why? Tell me why I can't take it. If there's an interaction, what sort of interaction? Understand what it's all about.
Thanks for that, Gerald. And more House of Wellness coming up.
Caruso's Ashwagandha is available now for $21.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Gerald and Sally, we've touched on carers. Don't forget to tune into the House of Wellness podcast, Caring for the Carer, and the House of Wellness TV, 12 o'clock today on 7.
And we've got Kylie on the front page of the House of Wellness lift out, which is in all the papers across the country today.
Even hotter than Kylie, your article inside on...
Hay fever.
It's that time.
It's coming around the corner. Terrific to have you on board, Sally.
Great to see you guys.
Oh, Sal, take care. I'm so glad you're on the mend. I was
very worried
about you. You have a lovely weekend. And Gerald, are you playing golf today?
Golf
you're
this
allowed
afternoon.
To play
Yes, we
golf.
Are. Joy, oh joy, oh joy. Thanks for hosting, Elise.
Everyone have a terrific Sunday. I get a good feeling, yeah.